Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. I forgot to welcome my cousin from Texas, came all the way to hear us today and be with us. And so glad to see you, Dave, and your beautiful family. That's my Hungarian side of the family. Hogyvod Boratom. I didn't swear at him. That was a nice thing to say in Hungarian. When you go on a trip, what do you take with you? How do you plan it? Well, I guess it depends on where you're going, right? Well, a few years ago, Joan and I and Luke planned, you know, years ahead of time and saved money for years ahead of time to go to Ireland. And we were going to go there, and Mark and Zara, my son and daughter, who that time was pregnant with my first grandchild, would meet us there. And it was great. And we were told, we were given instructions. We needed a passport, travel insurance information, water bottle, required medical pills, comfortable walking shoes, multi-weather jacket, pants, shirts, toothbrush, paste, socks, underwear, sunscreen, razor, boom, boom, boom. It was very, very detailed, and it was very, very helpful. And you had to plan the flight, and hopefully the flight didn't go through Newark. You know, we didn't in those days. It was still good. And, you know, it was wonderful. And we got there, and we had the plan, we had the itinerary, we had a good tour guide. And then on the second day of our trip, I fell and took off the top part of my nose. So I wanted to blend in with the rest of the people, that not know that I was a pastor, just, but now my DNA is all over Ireland, and I was bleeding. And Joan, they had to take me to the hospital, and they had to put the top of my nose back on. And they had to take x-rays, and they had, my blood pressure was through the roof. But you know what all that cost for treating me in Ireland for all that stuff? Guess. Nothing. Well, I wouldn't say nothing, but it was $60. That wasn't too bad. And the people were so kind and nice. And one thing that helped me after I was, becoming anemic was prayer. I forgot to pray. And when I did pray, I did have a peace, and that really helped, and it got me through it. And it wasn't too peaceful for people around me because I had the bandages on, and it was bloody, and people, when they ate next to me, they didn't have an appetite. Of course, the Irish guys thought I was pretty tough. They thought I was in a bar fight or something. I was got through that, but I forgot to pray, and I found when I prayed, it helped me in the midst of all that. Well, today St. Paul had his travel plans too. St. Paul had a mission, a powerful mission. He wanted to spread the good news of Jesus Christ through Europe, the Middle East, Asia, all over the world. And he was planning for this trip and proclaiming the gospel. First, he had plans to go to Asia, but as we read in Acts 16:6, just before what Pastor Lidke read today in our first reading, his plans were changed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wanted Paul to go. Paul wanted to go to Bithynia in Asia, but the Holy Spirit said no. So Paul didn't. And his companions and him were told to go to Troas, which was like the crossroads of the Roman Empire, and to be there and proclaim the gospel there. And then he was back in Europe. So instead of Asia, he was back in Europe. And then Paul went to Troas and then received a vision to go to Macedonia in Greek. So it appeared like St. Paul was going in circles. But even when Paul appeared directionless to others, he had peace because his primary navigation system, his GPS, was God. Paul's spirit remained open to God's messages and God's guidance, and openness that he perceived the divine presence of God in a no as well as in a yes. And he listened to God's directions. And Paul, through prayer, through worship, through visions, through dreams, sensed where God was leading him. You know, when he couldn't go to Asia, St. Paul didn't plop down in Europe and start pouting and saying, my prayers are never answered, God never comes through for me, and give up. No. Rather, Paul's own spirit remained open in prayer to God in a state of openness that enabled him to receive God's directions. Paul's soul was in harmony, was in consonance with God's spirit, and he followed in his journeys, and he was never out of touch with this. And St. Paul knew that his mission was really not his ego, not him becoming a big, big preacher. His mission was really God's mission. And God was working through him. And St. Paul knew this. Paul remained open to the Spirit of Christ in prayer. And so can we. And so can we. No matter what trip you take as a Christian, either as a physical trip or a spiritual trip or a soul trip, a journey in life, always start with prayer. In our house, Joan, she's a counselor, and she always said, if there's a problem, have a plan, and that gives you the power. And I added to that. I said, well, first, you should probably have prayer every day. Go to the Lord in prayer. And what a friend we have. I love that hymn. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our griefs to bear. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And then you could have a problem. You're going to have a problem. Don't worry about it. Problems will come at us. We don't have to look for them. They'll be there. But through the prayer, as you approach the problem, then God can give you a plan. And know that God's with you no matter what. If your nose is bashed open and you're bleeding all over the place, God's still with you. And it gives you the power to get through and to not only to survive, but to thrive in God. It is prayer that enables us to be aware of God's presence with us, to direct our path on the rough times and also on the wonderful smooth times. One of my favorite proverbs, in fact, Marilyn gave me a plaque. It's Proverbs 3:6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. That's Proverbs 3:6. To take off on any trip without prayer is to open yourself for problems, because the problems will come. And sometimes the problems aren't that big, but we get stressed out or we're tired or hungry or fall down and smash our nose or our leg, whatever, and it seems insurmountable. But if we're in prayer, we can step back and know God's with us. And even in the pain, we can know that we are loved and God understands, and God will open up a different way, a calm way. When you're calm, you have more options than when you're anxious and tight. Prayer helps you open up. And Paul, if you read about Paul in Acts or his letters, he didn't always have an easy time of it, even though he was in prayer. I mean, he was shipwrecked. People tried to stone him to death. He was insulted. He was put in prison. And all these things, he remained in prayer, and he knew the Lord Jesus Christ with him. And he saw Jesus Christ's miracles, where if he was just really uptight and feeling sorry for himself, he'd miss it. He knew what a friend he had in Jesus, and he could take it to him in prayer. Paul listened to God in prayer. He even sought out places of prayer. And one day, as he was looking for a place to pray, he came across a woman named Lydia. As Pastor Lidke mentioned, she was a wonderful lady looking for, she was a spiritual lady and a very rich lady. And Paul spoke to her, and God opened her heart to listen eagerly to what Paul had to say. And she was baptized, and she opened her home. She was a rich lady, and her home became the church in Philippi. We read the book of the letter to the epistle of Philippians, that's written to the people in Lydia's home, the church there. Paul had no clear picture where his trip would end, but he knew who was with him, who held him in the palm of his hand, and he was in tune with God's Spirit, and God's Spirit led him directions day by day. And in that connection with God, even in ambiguous situation, a situation where he did not know for sure what his next step would be, in prayer with God, he had peace. And he had a sense of confidence. And he could take that next step. And God made his way, as our Native Americans would say, a blessed way. A blessed way. God's blessing above us, God's blessing below us, God's blessing behind us, God's blessing in front of us. A blessed way that we only know in prayer, because it's there, God's there. But sometimes we forget, sometimes we look in the wrong direction. But in prayer, we're open to that reality to pray for and notice with the Spirit of God that's already and always with us, in us, and through us, and in other people too. And God invites us to pray to him. Are you? Right now, are you prayerfully in touch with the God who loves you, is always with you, and always wants to guide you? Right now, are you in touch with that God? Are you in touch? Has God's Spirit so filled you that you can discern, this is the blessed way. This is the loving way. This is the just way. That might take some courage, but you know it's the right thing to do because it's from God that you've read in the Bible and you've nurtured through your tradition and in church, you know it's the right way. And has the Holy Spirit filled you so much that you can't wait to pray, that you feel God's presence, that eventually you no longer even say a prayer, but that you are a living prayer, a conduit for the Spirit to work through you, to open up so the Spirit can work through you and touch others and touch God's world. When we were in Ireland, we had a physician's assistant named Catherine, who treated me, but also calmed Joan down. She said, holy smoke, this is the second day. What's this guy going to do tomorrow? But she calmed Joan down. When we went to a pharmacy in Kerry, there was a pharmacist there who gave us Neosporin for my nose. There was a lady that gave Irish Tums to Joan to help settle her stomach. God provided. My prayer was answered, not in the way I anticipated, but God was there and gave me confidence that no matter what you face, even the unexpected, God's there. And if you open to him in prayer, somehow there's a strength and there's a peace and there's a calm that passes all understanding. That's why I love this prayer that we got in Ireland. And you might have heard it before, but we have it on one of our little plates that we got as a souvenir. It says, may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and rain fall soft upon your field. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Prayer helps us to know this. Prayer helps us to know the amazing grace of God that's always with us, that in which we move and live and have our being. And God gives us that peace that passes understanding. Pray. And may Christ's love be with you. May your prayers open you to the reality of grace beyond understanding. And may you know a love that is more marvelous than you ever anticipated. Amen.